Tonight on SmackDown Live AfterBuzz TV After Show, the 24/7 title's actually defended, and Heavy Machinery's here. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, everybody? We are live on AfterBuzzTV.com, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify. You're liking, you're subscribing, you're telling your friends and your foes, the baby faces, the heels, the good guys, the bad guys, about the wonderful world of AfterBuzz TV as we break down SmackDown Live. What is up, everybody? I am Christian Rosenberg, full plate of panelists this week. First off, the lovely lady to my left, this is Miss Gabby Loren.
Hey guys, shout out to Dylan Matthews, Nick Martinez, Joseph Boza. We have Michael Blake and Charlene in the chat. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Plenty more hanging on the chat. We want to hear what you guys think during the live show. Right. On the side of the table, we got, he is Tom the Con, Tom Connolly.
Hello, hello. I'm here.
You are here. And special guest this week, invoking his wild card AfterBuzz rule.
Yes, finally.
He's invoking it. Dear friend of mine, known him far longer than this AfterBuzz show.
It's true.
It's Flobo!
What's going on, everybody? So glad to be here on SmackDown After Show.
Glad to have you here.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for it.
Bringing the energy.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Welcome
yeah,
to the land of opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have a main event match in the show.
What some people might call the B show, but that stands for best.
It does. Go, go, go. B team, go, go, go. Worth a shot. All right, guys, it's SmackDown After Buzz show. Yes.
And Flobo's done.
Yeah. And everybody, it's been real. Thank you so much.
No, but I've known you for almost a decade now.
Yeah,
many years ago, we worked together in a wrestling company in Anaheim.
We were legit about it, yeah.
Yeah, I was the play-by-play guy. You were the backstage interviewer.
At first, I was. I did everything in that promotion. Except for doing the ring crew. I didn't have the body for that. I was in catering half the time. Yeah.
We had catering there?
Yeah, it was a back.
Did I miss something?
The chef had little cupcakes. Remember we gave out little cupcakes?
We had wrestling and the chef who gave cupcakes out.
See?
That's right.
Came out to the theme song from South Park.
I was out there doing commentary. I never got cupcakes.
Oh, man, that's why. I gained 20 pounds. All right.
Well, before we start the show, I want to give one more shout out to Marie Annette because it's her birthday.
Happy birthday, Marie.
Happy birthday, girl.
All right. So, SmackDown. Definitely better than Raw, Flomo.
Yes, absolutely. Objectively, yes. I'm going to debate that.
I mean, we didn't have 50-some-odd minutes of promos before the first match. So we actually, honestly, over these last several weeks, we have honestly probably been a little hard on SmackDown the last few weeks. This is probably the best show in the last month or so.
I think we need to be hard on them, though.
Well, we do. But this was probably their best show in the last month or so.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree too.
Absolutely.
I will third that.
Well, we go ahead.
We got a pay-per-view rematch right off the top. It was great.
Yeah, we start off with Kevin Owens. We're expecting the KO show, but he informs us that the crowd in Oklahoma is not worthy of a KO show. But I want to verify that I have nothing to do with Big E's attack last week. Even though he was screaming my name, I had nothing to do with it. Out comes Kofi. Kofi says, everyone knows you attack Big E. I'm about to kick your ass. I don't care about Ziggler. I'm focused on you. And we have Kofi versus Owens right then and there. Kofi, a house of fire to begin. And really selling the story of Kofi's leg. So he's not 100% after the beatdown Ziggler gave him last week. Yeah. Owens threw everything at him. And Kofi ends up getting the win eventually with Trouble in Paradise. No sign of Ziggler at all. Mm-hmm. You have a match in 2 weeks. He doesn't show up. No promo. No nothing.
That's, he was backstage watching. There was a clip.
That doesn't count.
It counts. He's observing from the behind the scenes to be incognito to find out what he needs to do to get the win.
And Caleb Braxton's not going to run up to him after. What are your thoughts on that match?
Mm. I'm taking notes. No. Don't mind me. Yeah. Yeah.
No, nothing?
His promo on Monday was great. I mean, him saying, you know, granted it's the wrong show, right? But him putting that one in the match was great. You're right. Now that you mention it, it is kind of peculiar he wasn't there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think he was actually even there tonight?
Yes, because he was backstage with the TV screen watching.
I know, they could have shot that last night, though, and just put it in.
But, well, I guess if they had the monitor as a green screen.
He
but
was there.
Yeah.
I agree with Gabby. He was there for that one.
That's a lot of work.
I forgot the monitor was in there. I was like, I don't know. Maybe it could have been, you know, they do that shot where they're, like, looking at the monitor, we don't see what's on it.
And then they just instantly make live action on it.
Yeah. I mean, I thought Kofi's promo was great at the beginning. Like, definitely fired up the crowd.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, I thought the match was really, really good. And I don't know if this hurts Kevin Owens now going forward. Because, I mean, he literally threw everything at him, like you said. Like, frog splash off the apron to the outside.
No,
you bring up the point. Swanton bomb.
So, if he's feuding with, if Kofi's feuding with Dolph now, where does Owens go from here?
I will get to that in our news.
Oh.
Wow.
Yes, right. You guys.
That's what we call foreshadowing.
Stay tuned. But I did want to point out this very awesome moment in the match when Kevin Owens did throw Kofi out of the ring, and I thought that was really, really fun and dangerous. Do you guys catch that?
Kofi does some dangerous things.
Yeah. He was actually jumping from one rope to the top rope.
We're going for his springboard moonsault.
Yes, and instead of doing that, Kevin Owens beat him to the punch and pushed him so he would fall outside of the ring, just the announce table.
I would never want to take that
move. No.
It just looks like, all right, I'm just going to get pushed, but I'm going to miss the steps. And fall on the ground.
12 feet.
Yeah. And still not break an ankle. Or
It's one of those spots you see in the don't try this video.
Yes, exactly. But you know what we want our fans and listeners to try?
What's that?
We want to have them try leaving comments and giving those 5-star ratings because we want to make this show as good as humanly possible. If you want Flobo on more often, we can do it. If you don't want him on anymore, we'll do that too.
Thanks, Mom. That's totally fine.
Yeah, we got a lot of 5-star comments from Flobo's mom all of a sudden. But Tom's going to tell you can help us out.
I am, guys. Yeah, if you're watching on YouTube, you got to make sure you subscribe on YouTube. If you're listening on iTunes, make sure you give us 5-star reviews and 5-star ratings and leave us a comment. Like we said, get involved in the conversation. You know, we love being here at AfterBuzz. We love mixing up with the fans, letting us know what we'd like, what you like, what you don't like. And yeah, definitely. Definitely keep leaving comments.
Boom. You hear the ding and everything. There it is. R-Truth and Carmella are in the back because everyone's chasing Truth. I mean, so much that he is going viral off that song. Lil Nas X, is that the guy's name?
Yeah,
I sound so old and out of it now.
Old Town Road, yeah.
Old Town Road. Yeah. Now he did his rendition of it is great. Yeah. He's gone viral for his song of it, and he's kind of quotes it during this little promo.
Isn't it interesting that the crowd that's chasing him is getting smaller and smaller every week? Are they just afraid to challenge this title?
They're realizing how much more and more that title's a joke.
That's true.
There are fewer and fewer of them. Right. Side note, Matt Hardy ran by in a V1 shirt. Which was awesome. That is my favorite Matt Hardy in the history of Matt Hardy's.
Really?
Version 1. I loved version 1.
His MFers and all that?
Oh, I loved it. The dial-up connection, the Mattitude facts. I loved Matt Hardy version 1 so much.
Yeah. That's awesome.
But yeah, but people are chasing Drake Maverick's on a hunt.
I mean, I think the Drake stuff is really good. Like, I think the videos that he's put up have been really funny.
Yes.
So it's like, that's at least something, but... And I we'll get to it later when they run into each other, but yeah. I love that part later.
Then we have Dan O'Brien and Eric Rowan. O'Brien mentions how the tag team division is a joke. Eric Rowan's got a joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
SmackDown Tag Team Division.
SmackDown Tag Team Division. Who?
Exactly. Which is what we've said for the last 6 weeks.
Awesome.
Although this was a fun promo.
Yes.
It was fun.
And Daniel Bryan is talking to the crowd, how you guys just feasted on a hyper-intelligent pig named Wiggles and a nurturing cow named Wilbur. And Oklahoma is a leader in fracking. In deep oil drilling, it brings you guys money, but also brings you earthquakes. Look at the facts. He is providing TED Talks in the middle of his promos now. And
somebody needs to.
Yeah. And they're just like, there's no tag team that can take us. But apparently there's an answer. And the answer is Otis and Tucker. of Heavy Machinery.
Can we just talk about before they came out all this
please,
nonsense
let's talk
in the
about
promo?
Stuff, let's talk about stuff that doesn't involve Heavy Machinery.
No, well, Daniel Bryan was hysterical, and then Rowan. I remember he said something about, you know, calling out the audience and everybody for eating meat, right?
Yeah.
But then Rowan kind of like looks off and he's like agreeing, but I'm like, Rowan, you're totally eating meat. What is this?
It's a sham, man.
Yeah, it's a sham. They're
eventually gonna catch some like hidden camera footage of Rowan with a burger, and he's gonna be like, "It's an Impossible Burger, yeah. I swear."
Well, Impossible Burgers are now cancerous. If you haven't read the news,
oh really?
So everything is bad for you. Whoa. Everything is bad for you.
There is something in it, something that starts with a G, and I don't know how to pronounce it. It's a very long word that's like 10 times a legal level or something to that effect, so it is cancer causing. So they pulled it off the market. And I went to a restaurant recently out here in L.A., and it was on the menu, and if you ask for it, they will tell you no, like, we don't sell it anymore. It's done.
See that, Rowan? Don't do it. Don't do it.
No more Impossible Burgers.
Just eat the meat. Mm-hmm. Just eat it.
It's hard being a vegan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm not a vegan, but
I'm neither am I. I read in books. It's pretty hard.
Yeah, it seems hard. Yeah.
So Tucker and Otis are ready to get down to business. You know, we want to get down to blue-collar business. And wrestle. And ref comes down, and Dan Bryan's like, we'll have this match, just not here right now. And then
and
they leave.
Not in Saudi Arabia.
No, it will definitely not be there either.
Right.
But we said when we were looking at after the brand shakeup, mm-hmm. when we don't really have much of a shakeup because of this whole wild card thing, Flobo, but. We're like, the only other tag team on SmackDown right now is Heavy Machinery. They're going to be the ones that get a shot, aren't they? And look what's happening.
Well, we thought they were just going to get the belts.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. We thought they were just going to hand them the titles.
Yeah, we didn't think Daniel Bryan and Rowan would come out of nowhere.
You're right.
I mean, the best line of the night was Corey Graves saying that fracking caused Otis to be the way he is. Or something like that. He was like, Otis is the cause of fracking. I was like, oh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Why do you hate them so much?
Yeah, I'm confused. Why do you hate them so much?
I just, you know, I like Otis. But I can't get
out the meat. Like,
that was funny.
Taking weights, man.
I don't know. There's just something about them. Like, I cannot. I know they're meant to be comical, so it's not like, oh, I can't take you seriously because you're funny. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of funny characters. I just can't take Tucker seriously. I can take Otis more seriously than Tucker for some reason.
Gyrating was fine tonight?
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah. It was fine? Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Well, that was fine.
I think Tucker is like straight out of 1990s jobber look, right?
Yes.
Like, I think that's his problem. Like, wow. He just looks like he's... You gotta lose the match.
You're saying he doesn't look like he belongs.
Yeah,
on the roster.
I mean, he looks like he belongs. He just doesn't look like he's gonna win a match or become
a
champion.
Title.
Yeah. So I think that's where you get caught up on. Like, when you look at him.
Might be. I think Otis will be a fantastic 24/7 champion.
Yeah, me
it's
too.
Because he's not status quo. He is not what WWE looks at as a star, a superstar.
I don't need that. Mm. I mean,
but I think that's it's like a subconscious thing. You're not really realizing why you think that, but I think that's what it is.
He's also not good at promos.
He could get a better look at Andrade.
Yeah.
Andrade talks now.
Yeah, I have no promo tonight, I thought. Yeah.
I can't wait till they win the belts and they're going to be like, we love these guys as champion. I think they were doing something with Otis and Mandy, like backstage
stuff. Yeah, they're teasing
stuff
with that.
Which I think that would be really...
That'd be fun.
Very interesting combination.
Speaking of Mandy, look at you with the segues this week.
It's not a segue if you say it's a segue.
No,
look at that transition.
I need to make sure that everyone knows that segues are happening so they can buy the Segway City shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/Christian Rosenberg. But Manny, they're handing out the Muscle and Fitness Hers magazine where Mandy's on the cover this month. They find Amber Moon, who's reading Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde for some reason in the back.
Foreshadowing?
I was going to say the same.
It's got to be something with it, yeah. And they just throw a bunch of magazines.
Do they foreshadow on this show? I don't know if they think that deep.
Yes, they do.
I think we do.
I predicted many things.
Well, I think they are ready to do something with Amber.
Yeah.
And so show like, all right, she's a kind of maybe quiet and nerdy a little bit, but then obviously when she goes out there with the red eyes and she's a beast. She's Mr. Hyde when she goes out there.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not a fan of the contacts. I think she's a perfect performer, but the contacts are a bit too much.
She should just turn into like a werewolf, like, right?
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. the opposite.
Well, from there, Mandy has a match with Carmella, rematch from last week. Mandy hit her running knee on Carmella.
Absolutely.
And between Carmella's sell with the hair flipping back and just the timing, it was as picture perfect as you could get.
Mm. Yes.
It looked so, like, it was one of those moments where all of a sudden I went, oh, like, I don't normally think that they really hit them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I really thought she knocked her ass out.
Yeah, this was a great match. It's nice to also see Carmella really giving it 100%, because sometimes when we see her get in the ring, she's cheating, or, you know, it's just not a legit match.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to actually see her physically doing things and carrying things out to term, like, the whole way.
Yeah, and it seems like this is kind of ongoing, these two.
It's like starting a little bit, and then, you know, in this case, Sonya distracts the referee, which also distracts Carmella, and Carmella goes for a super kick. Mandy ducks, rolls her up, gets the win. So, they're building a little thing between the two of them, and we still have the story of, why is Sonya so selfless for Mandy? Why is she keep sacrificing herself?
I know
for
why.
Mandy? Tell us, Gabby.
It's because you keep those people around so that she's working her so that she can get to where she wants to be. And when Mandy gets the opportunity to get what she wants, Sonya's going to come in and take that away.
That would result in Mandy turning face then.
That's fine.
See, I would think Sonya would be much more likely to turn face than Mandy.
I don't know.
I mean, if you were to pick one or the other.
I think it'd be more interesting to see Mandy as the face and Sonya as the heel.
Sonya would be a good heel.
I would go against the type. I feel like Sonya looks like a heel. That way, she being the face would be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And that theme song, the slow and the dreamy thing, would be so over as like something you want to hate. If Mandy cut a heel promo, being like, "I'm God, I'm beautiful. Look at me. I hit a knee strike." You know.
Is that how the promo goes?
Yeah.
Just like that?
Corey Graves like just gushes. Oh my gosh! She mentioned a move. It's crazy.
Best promo ever.
Yeah. Shut up, Saxon.
Well, speaking of promos, now we got Aleister Black. We missed him last week. He had a week off from cutting these questionable, mysterious, we don't know if you're good or bad promos.
This one wasn't that mysterious.
This one was more desperate.
I liked this, though. No, I liked it because it showed, he was just like, you're simply waiting for me to throw out a name. And he's just, I can't be serious anymore. Why won't any of you call me out? I'm sick of talking. I want to wrestle.
This is how all of the superstars on the roster feel when they're not in a storyline. Just FYI.
That's good.
If we don't see them on a Tuesday night, they're feeling the exact same way.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked it, and I feel that means like next week someone's going to reply. And now the question is, who?
Who?
Yeah.
Who?
But he's also not going on the trip for the next, for the pay-per-view.
True.
So it may not be till after that.
Is Aleister a face or heel? It's not established.
That's not established.
Is that good or bad, right?
Right, we don't know, which is one of our ongoing topics each week in these promos. Like, so does this mean he is a heel or a face now? Which I kind of like, because it's completely up in the air. Even with this promo, I feel it's still up in the air. Because we don't know who want. I mean, typically, if you're wanting someone to call you out, you're usually like a good guy ready to fight. But if you're just a crazy bad guy just wanting to hurt somebody and see if anyone's brave to try to fight me, it could work there too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, who do you want to see, Christian? I'm just curious.
Do I want to see? Yeah. Start with Aleister? I feel like we talked about someone last week, and now the name's escaping me.
Was it?
Huh?
I feel like, we talked about it before, too. I'm trying to think who we... I think it was Ali, maybe?
If it was a heel, then you'd want maybe Ali. I was thinking it was a face. Maybe
Randy Orton?
Maybe Orton. Maybe Elias. Once they get rid of this whole Shane McMahon debacle.
It's not going away.
It's bleeding onto different shows. Two times a week, man.
Shane McMahon is the best in the world, because now it's Shane McMahon Appreciation Night tonight, apparently.
That's what he asked for, yeah.
And Shane's a very humble man, as he stated in the video, the introduction, the trophy, and the video package. We have a Kevin Dunn shout-out, which I don't know if we've ever had in the history of WWE.
No, absolutely not.
I was so thrown off by that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, he's like, give it up for Kevin Dunn. I'm like, what?
Where he just kind of hit the button and said, roll that now.
Yeah. Talks about how he's going to beat some respect into Roman. But then all of a sudden, the crowd starts getting antsy, wonder what's happening. R-Truth shows up, running through the crowd. Drake Maverick, everyone's favorite guy with apparently only one jacket. Because that's the only thing we ever see him wear. He's the only one that still caught him. I guess everyone else lost R-Truth, but Drake Maverick's still on the road. Had a ref with him. They discovered that no one else was around, so Truth just started to wrestle him in the midst of Shane McMahon Appreciation Night. Beat him. Shane's pissed. McIntyre and Elias are right there with him. They beat the hell out of him. And Elias is our new 24/7 champion.
This made it fun. There's a lot going on.
It definitely agree. Absolutely.
I think they needed to take something from the backstage shenanigans with Carmella and really bring it into the ring. And I'm glad that they did that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
As we can see, it ties in later.
I felt a little seed plant in there because after Elias pinned him, McIntyre kind of stood there and looked at Elias again and was like, I helped someone else win.
But he also kind of like smiled like, great, take that. I don't want that. Like he was like,
he doesn't care. Yeah. He has his sights on other things.
I really thought Shane was going to win.
I thought Shane was going to win.
Could you imagine?
I was like,
he's been hardcore champ. He's been European champ.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's not a bad storyline.
Yeah. Once I saw R-Truth, I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to end with Shane with that title. Yeah,
and the main event inside of it would be Roman and Shane for the 24/7 title.
Right? I was going to say, like, that would be your main event marquee match. Goldberg, Taker, 24/7 title.
Could you imagine if, like, Undertaker won the 24/7 title?
Yeah, good luck challenging him.
Like, he went from retiring with that big moment at WrestleMania to now the 24/7 title.
As long as Carmella jumps on his back and they run away from everyone in the back, like R-Truth, I'm down with it.
I mean, that would make it legit. Legit, right? If Taker won that?
Well, I don't know. I think it would make him not legit, but sure.
I mean, that's the only title missing from Undertaker, isn't it?
I was going to roll him up backstage. That's what I wanted to know.
So they beat down Truth. Elias wins. Shane announces tonight we're going to have a tag match, Elias and McIntyre versus Truth and Roman. But don't worry, Elias, your 24/7 title will not be on the line until... It won't be available until the end of the match. We're pausing the 24/7 rule until the match is done so you can focus.
Which I'm kind of fine.
Wasn't foreshadowing at all.
Exactly. But I also think it was like, okay, fine. I also feel like with the show, you need kind of a break from that where it's like, I don't need another backstage thing of like Elias trying to run away from people.
Right.
Fair.
Yeah, like no action. All talk, no action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although I was really surprised at first giving it to Elias, because you'd think that that title would have been all the guys you never see, like an Eric Young or that. So having someone who gets ample time have the 24/7 title, he was like, is this a new direction for the 24/7 title?
And the crazy thing is, as much time as he has on TV, that's his very first title. Didn't win anything in NXT. First title in WWE, and it's the freaking 24/7 title. That's how he's going to be in the history books. His first title is going to be the freaking 24/7 title. I hope you're happy, Elias.
For seconds.
I hope you're happy. Caleb Braxton's backstage with Lacey Evans having tea time with Charlotte. I feel it's about time for some Christian's Closet. I think now's the time for it. You feeling this, Flobo?
Oh yeah.
You feeling this? Wow. That got weird.
I just wanted to improv.
So this isn't necessarily more so on Lacey because she always dresses up very sassy and ladylike each week. But Charlotte was feeling the spring flavor with the like silky pink jacket and the matching short pink shorts. Not normally a color we see on the queen, and she felt very festive with the tea and the light colors. Oh no, keep that music blasting. Keep it going. Oh, you never fade that out until I say otherwise. All right, you can fade it out now. That's fine. You don't understand football. You don't understand the stroke that I have on this show.
I see it firsthand, man.
I've only been doing this 500 some odd episodes.
Right. We're rating the engineers here.
That's yeah, I'm just bullying people around.
You know who I am.
They're talking. Are you Shane McMahon?
Yes.
Seriously.
The best in the world.
Just to let you know, I will be having a meeting with HR after the show. I'm sorry.
So, aside from the fashion sense at this tea party, I absolutely love this promo. Mm-hmm. I also thought there was foreshadowing going on here because, I mean, I don't know if it's Charlotte acting or it wasn't acting, it just was what it was. But she looked down when she was cheersing her teacup. Mm-hmm. And to me, her body language, she was turned out, wasn't facing Lacey. To me, it just felt like not genuine. And I thought that maybe there would be some sort of like, oh, let me buddy up with Lacey, let Lacey get a title as well, and then I'll swoop in and challenge Lacey in a storyline. But clearly, different things went down during the rest of the episode tonight. But that was my hypothesis just from that one scene.
For sure.
But almost, it was close enough, I would say.
Oh, yeah. No, I totally
get what you're saying. She didn't stay friends with her for too long, you know?
No, it leads to Bailey versus Lacey. Charlotte got involved in the match. She was on commentary. Ref is distracted by her. When Lacey has Bailey rolled up for the win, eventually Bailey counters that, rolls Lacey up. Ref turns around. Bailey gets the win. And then Lacey decks Charlotte. And then these two start brawling. I'm just gonna be like, where is this going?
Yeah.
Bailey's just standing there laughing while Lacey and Charlotte beat each other up.
Well, Charlotte wouldn't do a stare down, and Bailey came out there and just knocked his, like, you know, his elbow. And I was like, well, it was that edge. Last week she was saying, I'm moving past the hugs, you know? And I was thinking, well, maybe this might be it. But yeah, seeing Lacey and Charlotte had the little dust up, they're like, well, where's that going? Who's a good lady? Who's a good guy? Who's a bad guy? You know? Yeah. What's Bailey doing laughing on the top of the ramp?
She had the Macho Madness jacket, like the heel Macho Man jacket.
An underrated period of his career.
It's very true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was great. I mean, I love that a champion won a non-title match because most of the time they lose every time. So I was like,
true.
Now she's gonna lose, and then Lacey's gonna be like, I want to fight for your belt too. Like, I'm not on this show, and there's 10 other girls in the back, but I want to fight on this. Like, I was like, can we just not, like, can we move on from this?
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. Like, Lacey, stay on your show. Becky's over there. Go fight her. Like,
yeah.
Charlotte can deal with whoever, you know, they're doing Charlotte Bailey. I don't know what they're doing now.
I'm guessing Charlotte Bailey.
I guess.
Do you guys
check it out. Yeah. Josh in the booth rocking it, showing the Macho Madness and Bailey's jacket.
He's afraid of you, right? Christian.
Hey, he knows what's good for him, all right?
Also, some similar themes. I feel like the Firefly Funhouse, that demon thing that
the fiend
Bray holds up, it looks kind of like that image.
The Macho Man?
Yeah, like look at his. If you go back to that image, I don't know if you can pull it up really quick, but it almost has like the teeth are the same, and
sunglasses.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, but it's like that whole thing on his head, pretty much, in his face.
What up, Mach?
Doesn't it kind of look like that?
No.
Could you imagine if Bailey turns heel and then teams up with the Firefly Funhouse?
I would pay to see that.
Yeah.
That's a twist.
I'm predicting that now, you guys. You
I want a hug. Let me in.
Yeah. I thought it was good, though. I thought the match was good. I mean, I don't get where they're going with it, though.
Yeah, the question is, where is this headed? I mean, you're thinking it's Bailey and Charlotte, but now what's happening with Charlotte and Lacey?
Yeah, but I like that. I like Bailey standing up for herself, too, like going after Charlotte. Because I feel like a month and a half ago, we wouldn't have seen Bailey do that.
Yeah.
She would have just got plowed over by Charlotte and then lost the match. And that would, oh, great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm the biggest Bailey fan, so I'm totally happy.
Yeah. Do you guys feel like Lacey Evans could win a WWE championship sooner rather than later?
Yeah.
The way they're pushing her.
Mm.
Yeah. Tools are there, but she has to start winning matches. I think that's the only thing. I mean, she has the gimmick. She has in-ring ability. All she needs is some W's, you know?
Well, I just think because she's going against Bayley, for example, tonight, she can't necessarily win right now because Bayley is champion. However, I feel like they're going to keep this going, and eventually she will defeat Bayley.
Well, she is. Technically, she's Raw.
Mm-hmm. Well, technically she's not on Raw right now. She's on SmackDown.
Trust me. I use that term very loosely. I mean, Flobo's only on Raw.
I'm only on Raw, but tonight.
But tonight he's there.
So what is what I say?
Andrade. Don't hear from Zelina. We hear from Andrade. Mm-hmm. And he lets us know how he reminds Finn Balor how he powerbombed you on the ladder. And you'll find your inner demon when you step up to me. Very, he didn't say much, but what he said was just, it was very slow and you felt it. And like, he's ready for that title match. He's ready for the demon.
I think demon's losing.
Demon might finally lose a match.
Mm. On the main roster, yeah.
Yeah. I think they want to do, you know, they're hyping this pay-per-view as, you know, as big as WrestleMania. There's going to be one shocking thing.
I agree with you. I hate it.
It's bigger. Because all the marquee matches are matches that have zero story behind them, and there's no reason for them whatsoever.
What we got the whole story of Triple H and Randy Orton.
Because
they, when did they even announce a match?
Yesterday?
They last feuded in 2011 or something like that. Mm-hmm. But we're going to rekindle that rivalry for no reason. Mm-hmm.
Because some prince wants to see it.
Hot take. Not even a hot take. It's the truth. I don't know why it's a hot take.
It's like a...
Hey, cold take. Remember that guy with the long hair and the mustache?
Hogan?
Can we bring him back?
Hogan?
No, Triple H.
Oh, the other long hair and the mustache.
Good one.
Firefly Funhouse, we were briefly starting to talk about that. These are getting creepier and creepier.
And
they're so much fun to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Because, again, similar to the Aleister Black promos, I have no idea where this is leading to.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's supposed to do when he's in front of the live crowd.
Well, we did... Oh, there's so many things to talk about this promo, but at the very end, he does the limbo, right?
Yeah.
And he actually brings back his old move. So mm-hmm. I wonder how he's going to tie in his previous character to the current one.
There's so many like little drops of things, like the Abby the Witch, all of a sudden, like at one point in there, like Abby says... Why won't you let me go?
Mm.
Or let me leave or something like that?
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, is that the spirit of Sister Abigail that he just won't let go to heaven? Yep. Or something like that. It's like, what is this?
But also, will she become a real person?
That too.
That's a good one. Yeah, for sure.
Did you write anything about this promo, about what was said?
No. I just put Fire by Funhouse because like I'm just like, all right, let's just talk.
Yeah. There were so many things I wanted to bring up about this, but now it's like out of my head like, because there's so much.
Whoever's doing the editing on this is really good.
Yeah.
Because it's just like the random stuff of like the random shots of the kids just standing there. Like, you know, it's like they're like, all right, we'll just get a shot of this as they're kind of doing things, as, you know, setting up other things. And it just makes it so like out of place and... not normal for a WWE thing.
Yeah, it's a nerd,
like promo.
Those kids, they're probably like production crews. Someone crews just kids that they're letting use.
Which, this is hysterical. One kid's in a clown hat.
One's in a sombrero, one's in a clown wig, and Bray is doing his like spider walk or whatever they call it. Under the limbo bar.
Wait, can we talk about when Bray was holding up the monster face on the paper plate that I brought up earlier? What did he say when he was like bringing it over his face and then pulling it away?
Something about like it makes him feel like he
it
can
makes
do
him
anything.
Feel confident he can do anything.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, that to me is kind of course foreshadowing like what he's going to be bringing into his character and the evilness.
I know, but how do they do make him seem
I don't know. That's what I don't know. Like, that's just, why I'm so intrigued.
Does that not look like Macho Man's sunglasses?
Not at all.
The teeth.
He was paying tribute also.
Yeah. Demon inside. So here's the thing, do you think he's going to end up on SmackDown?
That's the other question. What show is he on?
Yeah.
Because they're airing SmackDown. The same thing on each show.
Yeah. The thing I hate about those airing those promos, though, it's like it just cuts up time on the show. Yeah. Like Raw, it's like, all right, they got the time. This is like, we just watched it on Raw. Do we really need to watch this on SmackDown again?
Are there people out there who are just pure SmackDown? I only watch SmackDown, I guess.
There's some. I only watch Raw, some only watch NXT.
That's crazy.
They exist.
Yeah, well, I thought it was interesting that for this one, they went back to the fake show. Yeah. If they would have kept it as, like, The Fiend on, I'd have been like, oh, okay, that's whatever. But they're playing with the both sides.
Oh, like, which one are you going to get?
Yeah, which one are you going to get?
Main event, Reigns and R-Truth versus Elias and Drew McIntyre. Elias and Drew beat up Truth on his way to the ring, so he's all the way dead, pretty much. The match was fine. Roman Reigns somehow overcame the odds, as he always does. Spears Elias, gets to win. McIntyre and Shane run away. Reigns then realizes, oh, we have like 4 to 5 seconds till Christian Knows Best comes on. I should spear Elias again and let R-Truth pin him and become the first ever two-time 24/7 champion. Congrats, R-Truth! Right. You did it! You did it! I'm so proud of you.
I mean, but
Gabby just got startled. Did I yell?
Yeah, and my ear kind of rang for a second.
But out of, just think of everyone in this company that works there. I mean, R-Truth is the perfect 24/7 champion.
Yes, I agree. I completely agree with that.
Just want to say it was kind of messed up having that little counter going down to Christian Knows Best while the main event's happening.
Yeah.
In 90 seconds, we're going to change the channel to something else.
I hate those bots.
I don't know why they do
not
that.
Cool.
But it was a cool match. And I think it kind of goes back to classic SmackDown, like from the 90s, where it was a self-contained episode. You had the story plant, and it paid off in Act 3. Mm-hmm. See you next Tuesday. You know.
And Shane McMahon said everyone was going to go home happy tonight. And people went home happy.
Yeah, people went home happy.
Like, it was like something happy that happened.
Yeah.
So with all that said, we need to decide, with our brand new segment, who is tonight's SmackDown MVP?
That's right. Is that really what it was? I thought it was just our top three.
Well, we're each picking our MVP, which will kind of turn into top three.
Yeah.
Top four.
But it could be a moment, tonight. Too, right?
Yeah, sure. Well, an individual that did something. So, Tom, we'll start down on that side with you.
I'm going to go with... I'm trying to think who I want to go with now. I want to go with Kofi.
Kofi in his match?
Yeah, he was awesome in the match, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Flobo.
Absolutely, I'm going to go with my girl, Bayley, showing that the women's division is getting more and more in-depth, and she came out on top.
Gavin?
The Firefly Funhouse.
All right. That's fine. We'll come to that. You know, I'm gonna give love to someone who probably wasn't going to get any love this week. I'm giving love to Eric Rowan, because he talked. He actually spoke and was clear and articulate and gave a good knock-knock joke.
Can I ask you guys a quick question? Mm-hmm. Is Bray still Bray?
Yeah.
Or does he have a new name?
No, he's still Bray Wyatt.
Okay. Yeah, they've still acknowledged him as Bray Wyatt.
Okay, great.
For now.
I just don't know if I'm supposed to be calling him something else.
We don't. Yeah. Yeah. None of us know. Mm. No, we don't know anything. But what we do know is it's time for some wrestling rap.
Yes, it is.
Gabby.
All right.
Break it down.
So for this week's wrestling wrap, get ready. First, we're going to talk about how Jon Moxley just debuted at AEW. If you guys watched the live stream.
Who's Jon Moxley?
We're in Vegas on Saturday.
Right? A Dean Ambrose impersonator.
Very niche job right there.
Yeah, so he came by surprise.
Yep.
He wasn't on the card, but everybody kind of knew, you know, he was going to be doing something.
Sure.
It surprised me. I really wasn't expecting him to show up there.
But we've talked about his promo he put on Twitter.
I know, but that wasn't saying, like, I'm going there.
Pretty much it was without saying it.
It had hints that he might make an appearance, but we didn't know to what impact.
Exactly.
It was.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Right. And so I guess there's also the talk that apparently he had also signed with AEW like a multi-year contract, and he's now full-time with them. So it only makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. And the crazy thing with it is, I don't think that contract actually officially starts until the TV deal starts. So he has appearances coming up in Japan, in Mexico, at large independent companies now.
They did announce he's going to be at Fighter Fest.
He'll be at Fighter Fest.
Yes, there is.
Joey Janela.
He's going to be in New Japan fighting Juice Robinson. Mm-hmm. He's going to be at a wrestling company in New England fighting Pentagon.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just like, what? Okay.
So speaking of what Tom just brought up, he will be fighting with Joey Janela at the AEW Fighter Fest in Daytona Beach, Florida. If you guys are interested in going, tickets are going on sale Wednesday, May 29th, which is tomorrow. At noon Eastern time. So you guys could do that. And it's at fighterfest.com. And I'm sure there's a few of you guys that are watching or listening that live in Florida, where like the hub of wrestling is. So go check it out. Go see it live and let us know.
Like,
take pictures.
Do you think WWE is like really like mad about this whole thing?
Not yet.
You don't think they care about?
Oh, I think
they care. Care. Yeah, they care. They care. They care.
They put him on TV in the way out, so they could have totally just iced him. And you know, put him on like.
It made no sense to me. Like, what? You're not signing a contract with us. Go sit at home for 3 months. Right. We're not going to give you this whole fanfare. And then they show up a month later.
They did that in hopes that he would sign back, and he didn't.
But do you? I mean, I don't know. To me, if you're a company like that, and he goes, I don't want to sign. I'd be like, all right, bye, see you later.
Sometimes it's there. Go ahead and bury EC3 and way out. All right, peace.
All right. Well, next up, Stone Cold Steve Austin. You may remember him. He has a new TV show that's going to be debuting on USA in August. It's called Straight Up Steve Austin. So it was announced recently, actually a few days ago, maybe last week to be exact. And there's going to be 7 half-hour episodes, you guys. Cool. Again, it premieres on August 12th and will air after Raw on Mondays at 11 p.m. Eastern. So it'll be a little bit earlier Pacific time. Are you guys excited for this? What do you think they're going to do in the show?
Well, they've mentioned it. It's going to have some type of unique, unique interview settings with the people. I know Becky Lynch is
slated to be involved too.
Yeah. Well, they're all celebrity interviews.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So Becky's one of them. Mm-hmm. Where I know there was a photo shown of them in a wrestling ring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he's going to have some type of weird interaction. Based on whatever the celebrity, I think Dale Earnhardt Jr. was one of them. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
And just like Dobby Hunton or Raisin.
Yeah. So there'll be unique settings.
Yes.
And because Steve Austin is not your traditional interviewer. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's going to be very interesting to see the type of questions that he asks.
They've also announced that Becky is scheduled to be on the show. Country music singer Tracy Adkins, former NASCAR star Dale Earnhardt Jr.
I just said that.
I'm going through all of them. Comedian Gabriel Iglesias. Did you go through everybody?
No, I did not go through everyone.
Cleveland Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield. Actor Rob Riggle. And Sal Volcano of Impractical Jokers. I love that show, by the way. Because they are from Long Island, like myself. And they're hysterical. So they're all confirmed guests. And they should be in different cities, like we were mentioning, doing adventure-type stuff. And then there is no script, like we kind of mentioned before. It's going to be off the cuff. Super fun, so I can't wait to see what they're going to do. I wonder if, like, they'll take the NASCAR guy and do a car thing, like a car adventure with him, or if they're going to do something completely opposite of what he's used to put him in unfamiliar waters.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it should be really exciting to see. What do you guys think at home? Let us know, or what you want to see, because that could be pretty cool.
I only
want
to see the Becky episode and then Practical Joker guy.
And honestly, Christian, stop stealing my news. I feel like you're reading off my computer.
Nope, I just...
He just wants to take my shine, okay?
Oh, snap.
He does this a lot.
No, I just...
Steals my news bits.
I just followed Becky Lynch on Twitter, so I saw that.
Okay, but why are you still stealing my news bits?
I'm not stealing them. I was just enhancing what you were saying. I was supporting it. It's called Yes And.
Just read the computer.
I make it better.
Yeah, that's what he does. He, like, glances over, and then he reads.
Okay. So what do we got next? What do we got next?
All right.
Tell me about Kevin Owens' story. I need one.
This is the Kevin Owens story.
I'm looking the other way.
All right. So, as you know, storylines have changed a little bit.
I love it.
Contenders for the WWE Championship have also changed. So that is because, apparently, Kevin Owens doesn't want to do Saudi Arabia. People are speculating that is because Sami Zayn doesn't go because of his Syrian descent. So, because Kevin Owens told WWE, I am not participating in the Saudi Arabia show, they've changed that storyline, and that's why I didn't want to bring it up when we talked about it. But everyone's kind of like, well, why is Kevin Owens, like, not, like, coming out of this story, and why isn't he more involved and getting a match? That is why.
Yeah,
but he got his match tonight.
He got his match tonight. They added that in.
Right.
Essentially, he would have been performing there, but he's
right. Like, but the question is that we were bringing up earlier on was who is he going to feud with next? Doesn't mean necessarily has to start that feud now.
No, I think Dolph Ziggler, for the time being, is coming back to help fill in the missing holes.
Sure. Oh, definitely.
But I do not think this is over with Kevin. As soon as they get back into the States.
So you think Kevin's just jumping right back to the title picture after it?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's worth a stipulation blow off.
No, I mean, I'm fine with that. Yeah. I would like that to happen. I don't want him to just fade away for whatever reason. But I just feel like, I almost feel like, okay, Ziggler gets a shot, win or lose, whatever. he has to be involved in that coming back then, too. Mm. So you can't just have that one time, boop, gone, yeah, bye.
Like it's triple threat then?
Yeah, maybe. After
that. There's always ways.
What if KO becomes the guy that feuds with Alistair? Solves that problem.
That could solve that problem,
or,
too.
Or Dolph Ziggler, maybe they change his story and he actually goes against Alistair.
That'd be fun, too. Maybe.
Well, yeah. Well, like you said, we want to know what people think. Who do you people want Kevin Owens to feud with next if he doesn't get another shot at the WWE title?
KO, go for that championship, baby. I know you got it. Get it. Get it.
That brief moment of the Long Island just came out of Gabby. But we're gonna wrap this show up. Flobo, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
That was a lot of fun. You guys are amazing. Yeah.
You don't have to lie. It's fun.
Oh, you guys are pretty standard. He's like, average. Not average. Two of the Monday Raw.
That's
where I'm there.
Separate, just standard.
All right,
wait. Raw or SmackDown?
Both. Wow. I can't turn heel here.
Yes, you can.
Well, you can tell people how they can follow you.
Oh, yeah, you totally can follow me on Twitter at FloboBoys, on Instagram at Flobito, Flobito.com on the Monday Night Raw After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV.
Tom.
You can follow me Twitter, Instagram, TomTheCom. Also, check out my Etsy store, Connolly Central, and follow me Twitter, Instagram on that too.
Gabby.
You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at GabbyLurinTV. I will also be back on Shein this Thursday. Tell your girlfriends, and if you're a girl, then you should for sure tune in because we have all kinds of really fashion-forward items on discount.
There you go. And follow me on Twitter at Will Rosenberg, Instagram, The Will Rosenberg, ProSentees.com/Christian Rosenberg. Wrestling Pro Wrestling this Friday night in Burbank, California. Catch up on all the action at twitch.tv/WrestlingProWrestling. All your other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip. Follow them on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks so much for tuning in. For Tom Connolly, Flobo Boyce, and Gabby Loran, I'm Christian Rosenberg. We will see you later.
Wait, everyone has
our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.